Welcome to The Buyer's Desk, your weekly resource for all things natural food retail. Each month starts with a deep dive into SPINS data, spotlighting growth trends and key industry insights. Then I'll bring you conversations with industry leaders and highlight brands making waves in the natural channel. We'll wrap up each month with actionable strategies, collaborative discussions, and tactical tips to help you thrive. This season is packed with fresh perspectives, big ideas, and everything you need to stay informed in natural food retail.
Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Craig, Events and Education Specialist here at INFRA.
As we celebrate Women's History Month here at the Buyer's Desk, we want to look back on INFRA's 20th anniversary podcast series, Common Roots, and some of the incredible women owners we heard from in 2025. Here's a clip from episode 3, where we chatted with Mary Walsh, owner and operator of Swamp Rabbit in Greenville, South Carolina. Check out this episode of Common Roots and others wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I would say ridiculously ambitious when it comes to sourcing local.
It's going to cost more and it's going to take more time. So it's hard. We understand why everyone can't just like throw themselves into it. But when the hurricane hit a month ago, every grocery store here was wiped out of milk and meats. And we had some farmers who had generators and they called and they checked in on us. And then they asked like, you know, what can we do for you? And I said, when we get electricity, I'm going to call you. And what you could do is come here as quickly as possible. Our electricity turned on at 6 o'clock on Monday morning, and by 9 o'clock, our milk farmer was at our dock loading milk to our store. And that, I feel like, as much we put in so much effort to source these things, and we're always questioning ourselves, how can we do this better? And I feel like local really showed its, I don't know, the community benefits for situations like that.
Hello, and welcome to The Buyer's Desk, an INFRA podcast. I'm Kim Rout, Senior Category Manager, and your host today as we dedicate this episode to the ladies. Whoop, whoop. That's right. It's Women's History Month, and we wanted to kick off the festivities with a special Buyer's Desk episode dedicated to driving the growth and engine of our industry. To better understand the numbers behind this movement, I'm joined by INFRA's favorite number cruncher, SPINS' very own Jim Olson.
Give one more.
Whoop, whoop.
Kim and Jim connection back again.
Whoop, whoop.
See, it just feels right. Thank you so much for having me today. And also, I do want to say at the top of the episode, thank you to our good mutual friends at Kahee. If you're not familiar with them, they are a phenomenal distributor and great ally. Their diverse trade program continues to report on minority ownership across categories within CPG. Which helps both of our companies boost their work with, of course, ever reliable SPINS data. Now, as a SPINS employee, I am contractually obligated to kick off every episode with a very quick data point. Looking at this, some 52-week SPINS data, women-owned brands are growing at a rate of 22% across INFRA, stronger than the 17% seen in the broader natural channel, and almost triple the growth that all of INFRA together saw over the same period. A lot of numbers, but all said, hats off to INFRA members for being such great allies to the wonderful women driving these brands in CPG.
I got to give it another whoop whoop.
Only fair.
I agree. Beyond the top line stuff, what else can you tell me about the women-owned brands at INFRA? Any big categories of note?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of focus in a lot of strengths, I would say, in center store categories, your yogurts, cereals, household cleaners, all showing really good, strong, double-digit sales growth within INFRA for women-owned brands. And zooming out a little bit, I saw there were women-owned brands in over 90 of SPINS designated categories, which is about a little over 65% of all SPINS categories tracked. There's at least one woman-owned brand within them, which is a really cool representation, which is I'm excited to see.
So some of the categories you mentioned, I kind of have an inkling of some brands that might be represented in those numbers. Care to take a moment for some brand-specific shout-outs?
Of course. You know, as you are a wonderful category manager yourself, and receive plenty of shout-outs from brands constantly, happy to return the favor. It's, you know, it's really fun mix. There's a lot of established brands. You know, you have Purely Elizabeth, which is up 19% growth at Infra. Ecos, 12% growth. Then you have some newer brands like are making really strong impact across Infra and the broader natural channel. Pendulant Sisters, which is now the number two selling women-owned brand at Infra right now. Shout out to them for sure. And there's even some brands. Yeah, we love Pendulant. Even brands fresh out the gate are seeing some really early Infra success and Infra love. Rootsy, a cassava-based toaster waffle brand. I was first introduced at Newtopia Now. Is coming up pretty strong. Don't have year-ago numbers since they're still pretty new, but doing really well. Women-owned, Colombian-owned. You know, I have to give it a little shout-out for my home country, of course. But it's fun to see just kind of the breadth and depth of the categories and the brands that are currently having success with female founders and female leaders.
Love it. And I love all of them, of course.
Of course.
One thing I've noticed in the past few years is an increased focus on women's wellness brands popping up with more frequency. Can you speak to that a little bit, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to preach to the choir here, but surprise, surprise, women founders are going to be focused on women issues, right? And this has been an area I think we can both agree that's been largely underserved for a long time. You know, women need more than just prenatal vitamins and Centrum Silver, right? There's a whole lifetime of different health needs that an average woman would love to get support through. So a lot of today's female founders are addressing more specific needs. Again, I guess I would say kind of grossly underserved by the old guard of the, you know, the VMS, vitamin mineral supplement categories. Some of the ones I've had really excitement seeing lately, there's The Cycle, which is a canned beverage offering period relief through a lot of increased omega-7s to help ease cramps and support hormone balance. The Season 4, a line of supplements designed for the 34 different symptoms women face during menopause and perimenopause. And even Make Time, which offers different drink mixes and even gummies to help boost women's brain health. It's kind of fun. You know, just those three brands alone, all pretty new. I don't have SPINS data on them just yet, but I see good things for them. They're definitely great examples of this new vanguard, this new wave coming through that's offering women more specific aids in their more specific life situations, right? And you can see one was a canned beverage, one was supplements, and one was powdered and gummy format. So they're really spreading across different categories to help address these needs in women's wellness specifically.
It is very exciting to see the expansion into women's health in different formats, like you said. So Jim, outside of wellness, do you see any other areas where women-owned brands have made an impact?
Yeah, for sure. It's been really fun to see women founders and women-owned brands are also providing a big boost to a lot of the more mainstream trends we've been seeing at SPINS, especially the embrace of global flavors, which is something I've been a passionate follower of. You know, these past couple of years, we saw a lot in terms of a big boom towards South and Southeast Asian flavors and ingredients and dishes overall. A lot of female founders supporting that. You have some big pioneers and staple, you know, at this point, maybe giants. Fly by Jing, up 15% at Infra. Bowl Cut, offering some delicious sauces, up over 100% at Infra. And then, you know, we've seen at SPINS kind of an expansion out from Southeast Asia up over to India. You know, we just got back from Expo West and still saw a very strong amount of India-centric flavors, brands, ingredients. You think of some newer brands in the market like Kea Chips or our friends at Bollygood, which are up 7%
yes.
at Infra, you know, with their Indian-inspired lemonades. So really help kind of driving that newer version of this global flavor wave. And then, you know, we're in the United States, and the eternally successful Mexican, you know, foods and dishes category is just a permanent mainstay, I think, across all grocery stores, right? And there's some good brands, Toto Verde, and their different sauce mixes. And there's Quillotas, their cassava-based tortillas, all women-owned, all really helping drive that, you know, kind of Latin-inspired, Mexican-inspired, South American-inspired a category growth and expansion over time. So it's fun to see that. It's really fun to see them finding impact across different categories in food, and really being the good drivers of these trends that we're seeing more broadly.
Thanks, Jim. You have just made me really, really hungry. So take us home so I can go find a snack.
Fair. Right. That's why I speak quickly while still coherently, because now I'm drooling too.
I'm setting my watch.
No, I think just to close it out, you know, women-owned businesses are growing stronger than the overall channel growth, and stronger than growth seen across all of infra, which speaks to the great tailwinds these women have when coming into whatever category they choose to. Right, they play across dozens of categories, which for retailers really helps make end caps or special promotional tie-ins that much easier to coordinate and support. You know, not just one thing, right? Just like we're humans, you know, you're women, you're more than one thing. You can fit across your needs, your interests, you know, your brands fit across more than one end cap for sure. You know, these women founders are really helped driving innovation forward and towards women-focused categories, especially like wellness, which really, as we have spoke earlier, right, historically underserved area in CPG. And then finally, women founders are really helping drive tomorrow's innovation overall, right? Best seen in, but not limited to, the international flavors categories, you know, basically propelled by Southeast Asian flavors, Indian flavors, you know, Mexican flavors and ingredients. Where there's a hot trend, there is most likely a woman founder behind it. I guess I would say, who runs the world?
Girls.
And it's so exciting to see all these different brands popping up through different categories, like you said. And I'm loving the shout out to the girls within the industry. So thank you again so much for coming to the Buyer's Desk today, Jim. And to our loyal listeners, we'll see you at the show.
Oh my gosh, you stole my line.
I did, didn't I?
That's Women's History Month. You can
thanks. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this week's spin segment. As we step into March and celebrate Women's Month, we want to take a moment to shine a light on the incredible women of infra. This month, we are featuring short clips from women across our membership and our staff. Women who are leading in stores, shaping strategy, strengthening communities, and moving the natural foods industry forward every single day. At Infra, we believe leadership takes many forms. It is resilience, it is collaboration, it is innovation, and it is women who are willing to raise their hand, share their voice, and create space for others to rise. Throughout March, you will hear directly from these inspiring leaders. Our hope is that their words not only inspire you, but also remind you of the strength and talent within our independent community. Let's celebrate the women of Infra. This is Women's Month on the Buyer's Desk.
Hi, I'm Deborah, reporting analyst, and I've been at Infra for about 2.5 years. If I could give one piece of advice to women entering or growing their careers in natural foods, it would be this. Don't try to do it alone. Ask questions, build relationships, learn from the people around you. This industry is very mission-driven, and people genuinely care, and that's its real strength. At the same time, be intentional about understanding the business side, pay attention to what drives results, how decisions are made, and how your work connects to the bigger picture. When you combine purpose and practical knowledge, you're able to contribute in a bigger way.
As we wrap up this episode of The Buyer's Desk, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks to the incredible infra staff contributors, dedicated independent retailers, and visionary natural food brands and business partners that made this episode possible. Stay tuned for more inspiring insights and stories in the world of natural food retail. Until next time, thank you for your support.
Angela Bozo, co-host and administrator.
Kim Rout, executive producer and segment contributor.
Jim Olson, Spin's segment manager.
Austin Hinkle, audio engineer.
Sarah Super, wellness strategist.
Madeline Ware, marketing writer, editor, and digital manager.
Haley Craig, audio engineer and segment contributor.
Raina Kittredge, segment contributor.
Bella Sislo, outreach manager and segment contributor.